chapter 16 and verse 20. Romans 16, reading just one verse here, verse 20, at the end of Paul's letter to the Romans. Let's read together this one verse. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is a so be it. Amen. Thank God that it's going to be. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan. I like that. Amen. He gives us peace that passes understanding. He gives us peace that is powerful. And yet he is mighty enough, he is almighty, and he is going to bruise Satan. I look forward to that. Amen. Actually, that's already happening. It's already happening. But there's going to be a finality. Thank God that we will rejoice in. All right, you may be seated. I had opportunity to verify this report of two men who were on a fishing trip, and they were hiking into the area that they were going to fish, try to get away from all of the crowds and get to a exclusive area that would provide them a good opportunity for fishing. They were hiking on railroad tracks and getting to their spot when all of a sudden one called out, "A snake!" Well, as you can imagine, the excitement and the dash to get away. One of them did. The other, however, proceeded to stomp that snake to smithereens, whatever that is. I mean, he just stayed there and stomped that snake down into the gravel of that railroad bed. Should he receive a reward for bravery? Should he be applauded? Should he be recognized? No, the explanation is he was trying to get away, but he was running in place. So, Brother Denny, next time you see him, pat him on the back for stomping a snake. I don't like snakes. I'm glad we live in Alaska. There are no snakes and no spiders that are going to be a problem. I guess there's a brown recluse in isolation somewhere. But I'm glad that we don't have to deal with them. Mike found a ghastly video that he had to share with me. I don't know why. This poor little lizard was out just minding his own business, and this den of snakes tried to identify where he is. Their eyesight is poor, their senses are poor. They rely upon movement. And so the lizard was very still as the snake slithered by, trying to find him. And finally, one got to his location, in fact, on his tail. And the lizard burst into flight, into running. And as he ran, more and more snakes came out of this rock pile. I mean, not just a half a dozen or so, but it seemed like every step he took as he was running past this rock pile, more and more snakes were coming out to intercept him. And he had a burst of speed and started climbing the rocks, because obviously the snakes were not able to get up into the rocks, the top of the rocks, like he could. But they stretched, and their mouths were open, and they were trying to reach him. And finally he got on the top where they were not able to reach him. But that just emphasized the point that I don't like snakes. Hate them. And so, this prophecy of stomping the snake is what I like. Praise God. And the spiritual stomping of that snake that's going on right now. Ah, I like that even more. Praise God. Because God saw fit right from the very beginning to emphasize this point in the prophecy about the Messiah in Genesis 3:15. He will bruise thy head and he will bruise his heel. Now, what was that about anyway? The cross was the bruising of the heel of the Messiah. And for the heel to be bruised, it had to be evident that the snake was on the ground, way, way down, not risen up, not high and lofty, but down and low. Praise God. And the bruising of his head is the resurrection of the Lord from death, hell, and the grave. Jesus has the keys of hell and of death. Amen. Jesus defeated the fallen devil. And the bruising, thank God, is going to take place. And the Bible says all enemies will be put under his feet. 1 Corinthians 15:25. He must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. There isn't going to be a one to escape. There isn't going to be one enemy that is going to triumph. There isn't going to be one enemy that's going to survive. Praise God. He will bruise Satan under his feet. The temptations in the wilderness, the stones being turned to bread, the jump from the pinnacle, fall down and worship. I'm thankful the Lord defeated the devil with the word of God. It is written. Amen. And thank God you and I can defeat that temptation of the devil even now in the same manner. It is written. Thank God spiritual enemies were cast out. And even self was dealt with, our own worst enemy. No wonder Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Amen. And the world crucified unto me, and I unto the world. That double death is necessary because self is so deceptive. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And through death, the Bible says, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. But, oh, I'm thankful we serve a risen Lord. I'm thankful we serve an almighty God. I'm thankful we know him to be far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Thank God we worship him as being above all. We exalt him as being above all. And we follow him in all areas of life. And Lord, you're above all. Hallelujah. And I put my trust in you. Thank God, his name gives dominion over all principality and power and might. Glory to God. Verse 22 of Ephesians 1 goes on to say, he hath put all things under his feet. Glory to God. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church. I'm thankful he is the head. It's not me, it's not you, it's him. He is the head. He is over all. And we make him over all in our lives. And oh, thank God, he gives peace. He gives victory. He gives power. He gives blessing. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He was the one that kicked him out, so obviously he would see him fall as lightning from heaven. The devils tremble because they know his power. Amen. And he's going to keep falling. Praise God. He's going to keep falling into that bottomless pit. Praise God. He's going to keep falling into the lake of fire. Why would I believe a falling devil when we're a rising church? Why would I follow his deceit and his lies? Why would I take heed to all the doubts that he's trying to put into my heart? Thank God I can look at what is written. I can hold on to the promise of the Word of God. I can know his goodness and his power to lift me up and to be strengthened in him. Amen. Amen. A falling devil, but a rising church. Praise God. The devil was cast out by the Lord and by the disciples. Revelation 12 mentions cast out three times. He's going to prevail not. There's no place in heaven for him. Cast out so that we could enter in. Praise God. And if heaven's not big enough for the Lord and the devil, how do you think your heart is big enough for the Lord and the devil? How do you think your mind is big enough for the Lord and the devil? No, it's one or the other. And thank God we can make the choice. I want the Lord. And cast out fear, cast out all of the other problems that are trying to hinder us. And we enter into salvation. We enter into the promises of the Word of God. We enter into the presence of God. And we're going to enter into that eternal home where we can exalt him and lift him up. Amen. Philip was directed from a citywide revival to go into a desert place. I'm glad the Lord can pour out his Spirit upon a city. I'm glad the Lord can alter the atmosphere, the conditions of a city and of a state. As far as that goes, the Lord can do a tremendous work. Amen. But the Lord is interested in one. In one. And Philip waiting out in that desert area, wondering, what am I here for, Lord? What do you want me to do? And then he saw the chariot approaching him, and the Spirit directed him to go and join himself to the one who was riding in that chariot. It turned out to be an Ethiopian who was returning home, and he was reading from the scroll of Isaiah. Isaiah 53 and 10. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Philip asked him, do you understand what you're reading? The Ethiopian replied, how can I except some man guide me? He was interested in Scripture. He wanted to know. He was searching. He was hungry. But he didn't understand. Oh, I pray that God would lead us to those kinds of individuals today. To those hearts that are hungry. To those hearts that are searching. So that we can, at the same verse, preach Jesus. That's what Philip did. He preached Jesus. Praise God. Oh, the Lord being bruised. The Lord being put to grief. The Lord being made an offering to sin. The Father's will is what Jesus prayed for, that the bruising would become a blessing, because Jesus is the once and for all sacrifice. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thank God he paid the price. Thank God he made the way. Thank God he provided your healing. He provided your salvation. And nothing that the devil does is going to stop that. Nothing that the devil does is going to reverse that. Nothing that the devil says is going to cause it to be worked backwards. Thank God, I know the power of his love. I know the power of his name. I know the power of his Spirit. I know the blessing of his presence. Hallelujah. Jesus being wounded. Jesus being bruised for our sin. I'm thankful he willingly went through it so that we could know his power and his goodness. Jesus read from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Glory to God. Our God, the healing God. Yes. Amen. A couple of Sundays ago, without any fanfare, without any trumpet blast, without any handwriting on the wall, the Lord healed Sister Phoebe. Amen. The Lord healed her eyesight. The Lord did a work for her. Amen. Amen. Paula, sitting here in service, just quiet in her gentle manner, and the Lord touched her eyes. Amen. Praise God. And others that were healed and weren't so quiet about it. Praise God. Brother Ensley. Amen. Brother Cliff. Brother Walker. Amen. Excited because our God is a healing God. Oh, the work of the Lord that he would do. Amen. To set at liberty them that are bruised. To heal the brokenhearted. Recovering of sight to the blind. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Interesting to go to the stores in Oregon. The few that we went to. Fred Meyer, of course. And to notice big difference in some of the aisles. Now, it was not different brands of potato chips. It was not different kinds of cereal. The aisles long, was booze, beer and wine. And you could even bring your own bottle and fill it at the tap. That's taken recycling to another level, I guess. But when I stood there and looked at that, I thought about the bruising that was going on from the boozing that was going on. Amen. Like Brother Bradbury would say, I haven't seen the Lord turn water into wine, but I've seen him turn whiskey into shoes. I've seen him turn beer into bread. I've seen him turn all of the alcohol into clothing for the children. Amen. I'm thankful that we serve a God who is able to make a change and bring about his power and his blessing. Hallelujah. Many who were bruised by Satan in body, in heart, in spirit, the Lord can bring healing. The Lord can make a difference. The Lord can demonstrate his power. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God we serve one who is able to do the work. Praise God. Jesus can make a difference in body, soul, and spirit. Jesus can make a difference in your heart and your mind. Jesus can take care of the bruising. Glory to God. We celebrated two anniversaries. Well, three, I guess. We celebrated our anniversary. But the two that we celebrated on one particular evening was one, Brother Darrell, my wife's brother, who had prayed through. One was free of alcohol for a year. Praise God. No more bruising. No more problem. No more power of the enemy in that regard. And the second anniversary was being filled with the Holy Ghost, refilled with the Holy Ghost for a year. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that we know and understand how great our God is. That there doesn't have to be the bruising. There doesn't have to be the problem. There doesn't have to be the difficulty. But oh my God, Oh, my God makes a difference. Hallelujah. And his blessing brings about the reality. Oh, he sets at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. Glory to God. And Paul would write it this way. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why would he pray that if it was impossible? Why would he pray that if it was something out of reach of what the Almighty can do? Oh, no. The God of peace has power, and he's able to do that work, to bruise Satan. Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents. I give you over power over all the power of the enemy, he said. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. The disciples rejoiced that the devils were subject to them by the name of Jesus. The Lord had given them power over all the power of the enemy. Satan bruised under your feet shortly. Praise God. It was already happening. It was already working. God was already showing his power. Amen. The devil knows he has a short time. Revelation 12:12. He has but a short time. And so he's going to unleash every opportunity that he can. Paul surviving the shipwreck. He's a prisoner. He's shipwrecked. He's bit by a snake. The devil doesn't give up. They had a fire going there on that beach, and a viper came out of the branches, the sticks that he was gathering, and bit him on the hand. A venomous snake. The people of that island thought he was going to fall down and die. They knew the variety of snake that it was. They knew it was venomous. It was poisonous. But Paul just shook it off into the fire. Praise God. The devil is destined for eternal fire. That fire is not for you and me. No, that fire is for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25 and 41, that the devil has a place prepared. You and I have a place prepared. I go to prepare a place for you, our Lord promised. And where I am, there you may be also. Oh, thank God. The devil has a prepared place as well. And it's eternal fire. It's eternal destruction. Thank God you and I are going to be victorious. Hallelujah. They thought Paul was a murderer who escaped the sea, but now being punished by that snake. And when he didn't swell up and die, they thought he was a god. But he showed himself to be a servant of God. Oh, that God would help us in our difficulties, in our trials, in our situations, to show ourselves who we belong to. Praise God. And lift up his name, because there were those who were healed on that island. Other who had diseases were healed. Honor and provision given to them. I wonder what the centurion and the captain thought of Paul and his ministry at that point. Always give honor to the glory of God. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not going to let the devil's destiny become mine. I'm not going to let the devil's design of deceit bring me into defeat. I'm going to defy it and stay on guard against self-deception, because self-deception is one of the worst. Be ye doers of the word, James wrote, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. No wonder James went on and wrote about the deceitfulness of the tongue and how it is impossible for man to tame it. And that's why the Holy Ghost is needed. That's why the Holy Ghost is necessary to be able to defeat the powers of the tongue and bring them into a place where it can pour forth blessing and honor. Amen. Oh, thank God we can rejoice of the power of the Lord. The disciples came rejoicing about the power of the Spirit through the name of Jesus. The Lord told them, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Thank God that we can rejoice in the work of the Lord. And then Jesus rejoiced. Oh my, what a sight that must have been. Jesus rejoiced. He rejoiced, number one, that the disciples were getting the revelation of power. They were grasping the promises and realizing how much power is there. Number two, they recognized the revelation of the Father by the Son, God in Christ, the mighty God in Christ Jesus. They were recognizing how powerful and how wonderful that is. And then number three, the revelation of things that they were seeing that had been foretold by prophets and the kings. In other words, the prophecies being fulfilled, the word of God coming to pass. Thank God you and I can hold on to those same promises to resist the devil and he will flee. Submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Turn to the Lord from sin in repentance. Obey his plan for salvation. Follow his word. Submit ourselves to the Lord. And continue to do that, because the devil continues his efforts of deceit. He wants to hold you back. He wants to drag you down. He wants to bring you into despair. But thank God the Lord brings rejoicing. Resist the devil and he will flee. Praise God. Resist that roaring lion, steadfast in the faith, because he's going to put him under your feet shortly. Would you stand with me? Glory to God. I don't know what excitement it might cause. I don't know what movement it might bring forth. I don't know what reaction there might be. But if I had a snake or two and threw it at your feet, well, I'm not emotional. I don't think we should make so much noise in church. I think it should be dignified and suave. Sophisticated. Yeah, well, let me put a tack on your seat and we'll see how sophisticated you are. See how unemotional you are. Hey, when the scripture says he's going to bruise Satan unto your feet shortly, I think I'm going to start practicing a little bit. I'm going to start just emphasizing the fact it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm just going to warm up a little bit here now, because I want to stomp him. Praise God. He's bruised me enough with his lies. He's bruised me enough with his deceit. He's bruised me enough with all of the problems that he brought my way. And I just want to stomp a little bit here today. Hallelujah. To know that my God is going to bring about the result. To know my God is going to bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Oh, hallelujah. Let's come to the front here for a little time of worship and praise to our God. Amen. We're going to claim those promises from the Lord. We're going to believe the work that he desires to do. We're going to see his power manifested. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.